Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the U.S. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He is a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. I am Jennifer Green, your co-host.
And I'm Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. So listen up. If you're struggling with your weight, if you feel like there's no hope, if you feel like you've tried it all, perhaps you're currently enrolled in a boot camp or using one of those Popolo workout DVDs, or you're on that new diet and you're not getting anywhere, folks, there is hope. Welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. So today's topic is be the change, be a part of the change, or live by the change. The price of procrastinating about your health. Why far too many people wait until things go terribly wrong with their health before taking action. I recently provided a presentation at a corporate event. Employees were provided an insane discounted price to participate in a wellness program provided by Armageddon Weight Loss Program, where they stood a reasonable chance of possibly reducing or getting off their type 2 diabetic medications while being monitored by their medical doctor. While we had a great turnout, one employee who stood out to me was a 55-year-old man who said he was a type 2 diabetic. So let's call this gentleman Fred to protect his identity. Fred said that he spent over $300 a month on his diabetic medications. We are able to structure our program to make it affordable to Fred. Fred's cost to participate in the program was just $80 per month, which is 25% of what he was currently paying for his monthly diabetic medications. So, 75% cheaper than what Fred is currently paying for his diabetic medications. So we were basically asking Fred to invest $80 per month to help him get off his diabetic medications. Remember, he's currently paying $300 a month. He expressed our price was very affordable and reasonable and added his name to our sign-up sheet for us to reach out to him. But when we called Fred, Fred said, "Well, I'm going to pass. Thanks for the offer." I nearly fell off my chair. For those of you who have listened to our previous shows a few weeks ago, you may remember that we had Dr. Kathy Trumbull on. She's a reproductive endocrinology doctor who sits on our medical and scientific board of advisors. And she was here to discuss how you can get off all your diabetic medications without having signs and symptoms of your diabetes. The case she discussed involved one of our other clients, Sherry Minoni, registered nurse, 57 years old, a type 2 diabetic similar to Fred, who used Armageddon Weight Loss to lose 80 pounds, got off all her diabetic medications, including metformin, glipizide, Januvia, and reduced her A1C to 4.8. Folks, Sherry Minoni is now in a state that is called remission, a state defined by the American Diabetic Association in which all signs and symptoms of her diabetes has disappeared. The reason why I'm giving you some background is to help you to understand that we're not just talking about quackery or pseudoscience here. While we cannot absolutely say for sure that we'd be able to get Fred off of all of his medications, we believe we really could help him to perhaps reduce his medications reasonably significant. Plus, don't forget that diabetes is the seventh leading cause of deaths in the United States, the number one leading cause of blindness for 20 to 74-year-olds, according to the CDC, and don't forget, amputations. Plus, just basic quality of life. You don't feel great when you're a diabetic. You're tired a lot. Oftentimes, you're not even happy with the way you look. So if someone came up to you with a track record of being able to deliver results, and your doctor is involved to monitor your progress, would you just say, I'll pass? Seriously? So it's better to keep your diabetes, which is defined as a chronic progressive disease, which means it will get worse even when taking medications. And don't forget, all those medications have side effects. So the longer you take them, the more issues you'll have with that. So let me get this straight. Fred would rather take his diabetic medication and wait for his diabetes to get worse rather than doing some stupid exercise and eating some stupid healthy food and go through a process that does not require drugs or supplements that has a strong chance of getting him off his medication or at least perhaps reducing the amount of medications he's taken. And of course, in general, his health is going to improve. Seriously? That's his decision? I need to take a break. Let's take a commercial break.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne.
And this is Jennifer Green.
So Jennifer, today our topic is be the change, be a part of the change, or live by the change. And this is actually, these words I came up with probably when I was in my early 20s, and I'm really surprised, being an old man that I am, that they still stand up to the test of time. And essentially what be the change, be a part of the change, or live by the change meant to me was, in life, you can be the change agent, or in many cases, you're not fully in charge of that, of a lot of things these days, but you can certainly be a part of the change. You can be a part of the decision-making process. Or you can sit and do nothing, and you can live by the change, live by the consequences of doing nothing. And so our show today, when in my monologue earlier, we were talking about a client who actually, well, a prospective client that is a type 2 diabetic, that he was given a 75% discount off of basically what he was paying for his medications to enter into a program, our program, so we could try to get him off of all these medications. He was paying $300 a month for his diabetic medication, and we were going to have him pay $80 to go through our program per month because of some, you know, we did some, you know, business deals to try to get him to be able to afford it. And after getting everything in place, he reneged on it at the last minute. And so the point is, he's going to live by the change.
Right.
And yeah, and what is the change? I mean, the change is diabetes is a top 7 killer in the United States. It's also the leading cause of blindness for 20 to 74-year-olds, according to the CDC, and not to mention amputation and poor quality of life. And in many cases, people don't even like the way they look. So the idea of resigning to the fact of doing nothing, that's better, really, that's got me all riled up here. Anyway, let's move on, Jennifer, before I throw a chair.
Don't throw it at me.
No, I won't.
So, you know, it's always great when we talk about all these success stories is to go back and talk about what exactly is Armageddon Weight Loss.
Well, Armageddon Weight Loss Program was created by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes combined. And the underpinning of Armageddon Weight Loss is that about 50% of our clients work in the medical field as well. And the reason why we have 50% of our clients in the medical field is because our program has 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, a gastroenterology doctor, a physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people that I can list right now who are part of my team. And so when you bring together such a multidisciplinary team of people together, essentially, and then you bring that data together and then you personalize it to that individual client, you're able to deliver really, really powerful scientific advanced results. And so that's what Armageddon Weight Loss is. And it also comes with a personal coach to take you through the process.
So we have a guest today who's been through the process, and I'm going to introduce him. Our guest today is Brad Kearns. Brad is a former Air Force sergeant who has over 30 years of experience in the software engineering field. Brad used Armageddon Weight Loss to change his life. Brad has a fascinating story to tell about his Armageddon Weight Loss journey. Brad, welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So, Brad, you are a former military guy, and when I think of military guys, I think of guys with shaved heads doing like a million push-ups. How did you manage to get out of shape?
Well, I went in the Air Force when I was straight out of high school. So I did 4 years, and then got out, went to college, and worked in the software profession for years, mostly early on in a consulting role. So I was always on the road. And I did that through my late 20s, 30s, into my early 40s. And there's probably a lot of people out there that can probably relate to that lifestyle, being on the road all week long, eating out every night.
Right.
And lots of times, you know, I was with teams of people that we were working with on projects. And so it's not conducive to a healthy lifestyle. And you know, as you get older, that catches up to you, and certainly did in my case.
What were some signs, you know, as we get older, we sometimes don't pay attention to things. How did you feel that your health was slipping? What was changing?
Well, you know, for me, when I as I got older, I think that I sort of just got disgusted with myself. You're getting ready for work in the morning. You're sitting on the edge of the bed, leaning over to put your shoes on. And it's just like, what is that roll that I have around my midsection? So I really think that's really... I mean, I knew I had a problem, and it's not atypical. I mean, you look around, and you see that a lot. So I was ready to make a change.
So today you weigh 177 pounds, but when you started, your weight was tipping over 200 pounds.
Yeah, you know, that got me concerned.
So how has your body changed since then?
What I like is that not only have I taken off 20, 25 pounds, I've replaced it with a lot of muscle mass, so I really think that's the difference. I mean, I look good, you know, and I think I had talked to you before. I mean, I had done other diet plans, and I did the Atkins thing for a while, and that's, I think, kind of dangerous because it's indiscriminate. Sure, you're going to lose weight, you're going to burn off muscle fat, but you're also going to burn muscle tissue, and I didn't look good. I didn't feel good. True. I mean, if you're trying to hit a number, you can do that. But that's what, for me, the program really, it works for me because I feel like I feel great, I look good, and it's great, you know, when you drop all that midsection that you have and you replace it with well-defined abs and muscles.
Who doesn't want that? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on, man. The one pack is coming back.
No, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. That's the difference. I mean, sure, you can diet, can try these things, but they're just not sustainable. I think your body just kind of revolts after a while.
You said, I honestly think I did not know what I was capable of before starting the program. Could you please explain what you meant by that?
Well, I think when I got in the program, after I hit, I think my first plateau, I got down to 190 and, you know, was seeing positive results, and you just get a lot more energy, and I think you don't understand until you really achieve some results, you know, how you're going to feel. And, you know, for me, that has opened up a lot of interest in pursuing other activities. You know, so it's a progressive thing.
So what prompted you to try to change, and what did you do on your own to try to address your health? You mentioned that you were on the Atkins diet, which, you know, is a good first try, but it didn't really work for you. So what else did you do?
Well, back about 10 years ago, I tried personal trainer, and, you know, I would meet this individual at the gym and would go through that regimen. It's not really looking at the whole picture to me. I mean, it wasn't combining the diet and the exercise plan all together. And so for me, as Bruce worked with me, I gained a deeper appreciation for how the two work together. And really, for me, I've been doing this for 6 years now, and it's, I'm telling you, if you stick with it, it's a sustainable outcome.
So it sounds like you had a complete lifestyle change, and now it's like incorporated into your regular routine.
It also sounds like he was doing a round and strong workout from last week's topic.
Right.
For those who don't know what a round and strong workout is, it's when you go to the gym, you get a trainer, you join a boot camp or something, and you're doing all these crazy moves and everything, and you're getting stronger. Maybe some of your health data points might go down, but when you look in the mirror, you're still around. You're just stronger. That's it. So that's a round and strong workout, ladies and gentlemen. So moving along here, what prompted you to change, and what did you do on your own to try to address your health issues?
Well, you know, like I said, I did the Atkins thing, and I lost probably 30 pounds, got down to 170, I think, at one point, and I didn't feel good. So that didn't work, so eventually I was back up around 200 pounds, and I tried the personal trainer route, like I said, but, you know, like you said, I mean, it's just sort of a one-dimensional program.
It's also hard to work out on when you're on that kind of diet that's so restrictive. You know, you got to have that energy to work out.
Absolutely.
And eat
absolutely.
Right to have the energy to get through and really, you know, change your body.
Yeah, so true.
The thing is, what you're looking for is sustainability. And I think a lot of times these people, when they come in, they'll ask us, you know, I've met clients over the years, and they say, well, how long is this for? And you go, well, for the rest of your life, actually. Do you actually just take a shower for 4 months? Do you brush your teeth for 4 months? You know, come closer. I'll tell you in a minute if that's what you're doing. So the idea is to learn a certain set of skills so that you can actually implement them over time and continue to learn. But I don't think that's what actually is communicated, or when somebody's thinking about making the decision about their health, that they actually, you know, sort of pursue that decision path. So, Brad, if you don't mind me asking, you know, what were your biggest struggles when you tried to do it on your own?
Well, I think you hit on an important point. I think we all kind of we see a lot of programs out there that promise you this quick fix thing where you achieve 10, 20 pounds within a certain period of time. But again, it's just not sustainable. And I think the tools that I've learned in this program is really just common sense, you know, how to integrate the diet and the exercise to achieve a sustainable result.
My favorite one is, I see this a lot of places, whether it's on a TV commercial or I'm driving down the street, and it's like, if you order now, we'll give you that rapid 5 or 10-pound weight loss that you can get. And I'm going, really? Everybody lose that rapid 5 or 10 pounds. Actually, there's a law of physics that explains that. So you're really not giving them anything other than what they've already had. They always do that. Every time somebody gets on a diet, they lose that first 5 or 10 pounds. So why would you think you're getting any more benefits? You need to focus on the long-term solution as to what you're trying to achieve and whether or not that solution is sustainable over time. Let me ask you another question here. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 55 now.
Okay, getting your AARP card soon, huh? A
card-carrying
member. Okay, and you don't even need a scooter to get across the street, you know? Now you're fit. You're doing Armageddon. You can carry the scooter. So have you seen many of your friends at your age who has had had problems because they didn't take action on their health?
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, friends, family members, definitely. That was another big motivator for me, just looking at members of my family and thinking, boy, that's just not what I want. I don't know why. I feel like some people just feel like it's they have no choice, but you do have a choice. And
that's exactly, you know, what we've been talking about. The whole this show is like being the change, taking responsibility for your own health and your own actions that lead to certain health results.
Absolutely. I mean, this physical body that we're in, I mean, that's how we experience the world. So, I mean, you want to be sluggish and feel like a tractor trailer with a Yugo motor, or do you want to experience life like a race car, like a Ferrari, you know?
Now we know who's driving really fast down the highway now. Okay, that's a whole other conversation. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue with Brad Curran, who's currently explaining his amazing Armageddon journey.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne. Our guest today is former Air Force Sergeant Brad Kern, who has over 30 years of experience in the software engineering field. Brad used Armageddon Weight Loss to change his life. Brad has a fascinating story to tell about his Armageddon Weight Loss journey. So we're going to continue where we left off. Earlier you said you were 55 years old and possibly a card-carrying member of AARP. So how do you think you compare to those who are inactive at your age, being a senior and all?
Well, I mean, if I just compare myself to family members, I mean, it's, you know, kind of a night and day difference. I have very low body fat at this point, good muscle definition, and I think, sure, there's a lot of people out there that at 55 you can find that are in shape, but I mean, probably a lot more that aren't. So do
you worry about what may happen, what would have happened if you had continued in the direction you were going?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my family has a history of heart disease, diabetes, you know, and I think a lot of it's just, I mean, there might be a certain element as culture, but I think also, I mean, family members tend to, you spend a lot of time together, you adopt a lot of the same habits, you know, overeating and, you know, sedentary lifestyle. You know, I see that a lot in my family. And, you know, I really don't think that's atypical, but, you know, in my case, I was looking to make a change, and I just needed something to be a guide. You know, that's what I was looking for, and I think I was fortunate to find the program.
Well, then you met a very special person who had a significant, you know, impact in your life, Bruce Wayne. So how did you get introduced to Bruce and the Armageddon Weight Loss Program?
Well, I was one of Bruce's corporate clients, actually. Back when, I think this was in 2010, you were putting advertisements up at the office park that I work at, and I was like, wow, I'm going to try this out. So actually a coworker had already started it, and I was talking to her about it, and she was saying positive things about it. So I went down and talked to Bruce and joined up, and, you know, it's been great. I mean, like I said, you know, I've done this now 6 years, going on 6 years, I believe, and it's been a journey. I mean, I've hit plateaus along the way. Like I said earlier, you know, initially I shaved off about 10 pounds, was there for a little while, and, you know, I think you achieve results, and in my case, it's, yeah, sort of becomes a hobby. You know, you're like, okay, well, what's next? And drop another 5 pounds, pick up extra activities like bicycling, like I got heavily into that over the last 4 years. And, you know, I keep talking to Bruce and coming up with ideas and keep, you know, trimming more weight. Like I said, I'm down to 177 now. So it's a continual thing. I mean, it, like I said, I think once you get into this, it's worked for me, and I've keep tinkering with it, you know. And I think along the way, just, you know, picking up additional activities like swimming recently, and I don't know, I think that helps keeps it interesting, keep integrating new things into your workout.
And obviously, having lost some of that weight, the activities are so much easier.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think that's the thing. You get that that energy and that desire and to do these things, and you just don't feel that way when you're carrying around 20, 25 pounds extra weight. But you remove that and you replace all that body fat with, you know, lean muscle mass, I mean, sure, you're going to feel a lot different. And I could have never imagined before going out and riding back-to-back double centuries. I would just thought that would kill somebody. But, you know, I do that now. And I don't, you know, for me, I'm at a whole new normal. You know, it's so different than where I was 6 years ago. I mean, I wrestled in high school, played football, play baseball, and, you know, I think actually in wrestling it was a lot of was probably the best shape I was in high school. But I look back on that now and I feel like I'm in better shape now than I was when I was 16 years old.
And you're and Brad, and don't forget, you're lifting 100-pound dumbbells at this point, so you know, so yeah, I think you might have been stronger. So early in the show we were discussing that Fred, who is a type 2 diabetic who's currently paying $300 a month for his medication, that Fred decided not to participate in our program to help him get off his diabetic medications. And so what are your thoughts about Fred's decision, knowing what you know now about the Armageddon Weight Loss Program?
I feel bad for people like that because people should give themselves the opportunity. I don't know why that is. I don't know why people pass up an opportunity like this. Like you say, it doesn't really, it sort of defies logic. I mean, why would you pay $300 for medication and feel bad when you can make a positive change in your life and, you know, feel good? And like in my own case, I can tell you, you don't even realize when you start on this journey where you're going to end up. I mean, you just have to get there to appreciate the fact that you feel so much different, and you just open up your life to just activities you'd never dreamed that you'd be able to do.
I think people have a fear of change.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, but I think there's a comfort level to it. I think people, they're comfortable in the way that things are, and they're fearful of what might, you know, they're going to be in the darkness for a moment. But I always have the statement that I tell people, I say, when you step off into the dark, if you just sit there for a moment and wait, your eyes will start adjusting, and then you'll start to be able to see in the darkness and see your way through. So instead of being fearful of change, embrace change and move through it. And you know, sitting there in Fred's circumstances, I mean, it's just really depressing, the idea that you have resigned to the fact that, well, you know, in another 5 years, you know, maybe I'm not going to be able to see too well. And maybe another few years, they're going to start cutting off my toes, perhaps. And, you know, cardiovascular disease is strongly associated with diabetes. So, you know, my heart attack may come in 15 years. Okay, let me get my will ready. And that just, you know, I have a hard time in believing that that is, you know, the reality of the lens that someone would want to look through as their reality. Let's change the subject to a little bit more upbeat here. You mentioned that you saw several people who either gave up too soon going through the Armageddon weight loss program that we did at that corporate facility, or that they actually, the ones who got results really quickly, also quit after that. Yay, I got my results. I'm out of here. What did you learn from that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think a lot of people come in and they get quick results, and you can get quick results if you follow the program. But I think this is true of a lot of programs. You know, people are looking for a quick fix, you know, and they think they can hit a certain number and they can just walk away and it's going to remain that way. Well, it's your body doesn't do that. So you have to learn the tools that you, or the techniques in the program, you know, how to put it all together. And it really does. It needs to be a lifestyle change to be sustainable. So, you know, some of these people that you were mentioning came back. You know, they realized that, you know, okay, well, great, I got in shape, but I went and back to my life and started doing what I did before, eating whatever I wanted, not exercising, and that doesn't work.
Do you know, now that you've been through the program, do you feel like you have a good understanding of how to work out and how to take care of your health now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. Again, you know, for me, I was looking for a guide. I was looking for, well, let me just say, you know, I'm probably like a lot of guys, you or any, and women for that matter. You go to the gym, and it can be a little overwhelming. You go there, and you see all this equipment, and you think, well, I don't know how to use all this equipment. But Bruce has been a great guide. I mean, I've gained a whole new insight and appreciation for not only just going and, you know, learning how to use the machines, but really paying more attention to my body, you know, not just trying to rush through and do a certain number of reps, but really paying attention to my body, feeling those repetitions. And I think once you start doing this, and if you approach it that way, you just really gain a much better body awareness if you do it correctly, I think.
Well, yeah, because people can waste a lot of time in the gym or waste a lot of time doing boot camps or DVDs on their own. And, you know, they think they're sweating, so they're getting some kind of result. But truly, at the end of the day, they're not, unfortunately, getting where they need to go.
So, Brad, let me ask you a question here. When you've gone through the program, you're still in the program, it's a lifelong experience. But do you feel like the program is restricted? And what I mean, can you bike? Can you add in running, swimming, working out in the gym with equipment, without equipment? Do you feel like you have a well-rounded knowledge of how to stay healthy, or do you feel like you're restricted?
No, I think going through this makes you realize what it takes. You understand really that there's no magic pill that you can take. I mean, you realize that what works is, it makes sense. It's common sense, really, at the end of the day. And No, I don't feel restricted at all. I mean, I think you just, you understand, you just get this, you arrive at this place where, you know, you understand that there's no quick fixes, okay? And this is, even when you get into shape, I mean, you have to maintain that. But, I mean, again, the program, it teaches you, you know, you don't feel intimidated when you go to the gym, and you know what to eat, you know what you can, you know, get away with, you know, so to speak, so...
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our story with Brad Kearns, who has used Armageddon Weight Loss to take him on an amazing journey. So we keep waiting
on the world to change. Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back. This is Jennifer Green, and we are speaking today with Brad Kearns, who is a former Air Force sergeant, and he's also got 30 years of experience in the software engineering field. Brad used the Armageddon Weight Loss Program to change his life. He's sharing his story with us today. Welcome back, Brad.
So, Brad, I was speaking with one of my clients who's a registered dietitian. She said she had numerous conversations with diabetic patients who appeared to be content with their condition and seemed to have accepted the faith or gave up on even finding a cure or even changing their condition. So what advice would you give to those people?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I mean, I think going through the program and experiencing the physiological changes that I have, I think anybody who's at risk for diabetes, you're certainly going to remove a lot of those things that are going on in your body that cause your diabetes in the first place. So it just seems to me to make it's common sense that you would benefit from this program.
You know, I've seen far too many pharmaceutical commercials that sort of dismiss diet and exercise as a major part of the solution. You know, a lot of time you hear these commercials and they'll say, as you know, diet and exercise is not enough, so take this pill or that pill. Of course, they never, you know, they don't think we're listening to the side effects, whereas the side effects includes your arm's going to fall off, your leg's going to fall off, and your head's going to explode, but your toenail fungus is going to be fine. You know, my response is usually, how would you really know for sure? When you say diet and exercise, these are very complex subjects, especially when you add in biochemistry or physics of exercise or the chemistry of the food you're eating. And how does, for example, how does the chemistry play a role in weight loss and health? What about brain function? You know, that's neuroscience. How, you know, how does it affect exercise and diet, both when you're eating or not eating, or when you're exercising or not exercising? I believe far too often the pharmaceutical and health industry and even the supplement industry are way too quick to think the solution is found in a pill, a drug, or a surgical procedure.
So, Brad, I know because you've been through the program, you didn't take any shortcuts. And, you know, you had the great fortune of working directly with Bruce, and you witnessed a lot of different transformations. What can you tell us about some of other success stories that you've seen?
Well, I've actually met Carlos, one of, I think, Bruce's star clients. I mean, his transformation is amazing. I think, Bruce, you told me that he's probably lost more weight than anybody on, what is that popular TV program that we all know of? It's
the Biggest Loser TV show? Yeah, I'm calling you guys out. Yeah, we get the key word is sustainability, folks. So
yeah.
If you're thinking about losing weight, if you're just yo-yoing back and forth, that is not weight loss, okay? If you're dehydrating someone, you're sticking them on a scale, or you're giving them diuretics, that is not healthy weight loss. Okay, what we're talking about is a sustainable path where people eat healthy foods, they're focusing on the health of internally in their body, and also externally how to physically manifest itself when you're doing health properly. So that's my two cents on that. Let's move on.
So I heard that you were a motorcycle driver. Now you've traded it in for your bike. You know, motorcycle is pretty dangerous, especially when you've got a family. What worried you about that?
Well, exactly. I mean, I think I got tired of having too many close calls on a motorcycle, and I just wasn't having fun. For me personally, I felt like I've always been interested in, you know, cycling with a bicycle. It's just that I never took it up, and I think once I got into this program, it rekindled that interest, And it satisfies a lot of the reasons why I was on a motorcycle. I mean, I just love to get out and explore, take new roads, and just see the countryside. And I've certainly been able to do that. And it's, I think it's a lot more fun from a bicycle personally because it's healthy. You know, I'm getting my exercise in, but I'm still satisfying that urge to be out there in the fresh air, the countryside, seeing the sights and scenes. So, and I think for me socially too, what I've learned in the cycling community, it's a very social thing, and I've met a lot of new people, so it's had that side benefit as well.
Well, when you started off, though, you actually, when you purchased your bike, within 1 week of purchasing your bike, you decide to, you know, go on a metric century bicycle ride, which is 100 kilometers or 62 miles right out of the gate after your first week of actually purchasing your bicycle. Of course, you were already doing our program for quite some time. So how did that work out for you?
Oh, that's a funny story. I remember I was out milling the grass that day and a neighbor stopped by and he said that he and a friend were going to be riding this ride the next day. And so I asked him about it and he said, well, it's going to be, you know, a 62-mile ride, 63 miles, something like that. And I said, well, gee, I'd like to go along. Do you mind? And he just kind of looked at me funny. He said, are you sure? So I did. And, you know, I remember we were about 30, 40 miles in, and, you know, some of his friends were saying, well, how long have you been doing this? And I said, well, I just got my bike last week. So, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, about 45 miles in, I think being in the saddle for a couple hours at that point, there's a whole physiology of getting used to being on a bicycle for hours at a time.
Folks, let me interrupt and say, when you get on a bicycle, you got to get your butt conditioned to the bicycle seat. Otherwise, you're going to be sore and you could have, you know, some abrasions there, et cetera. So that part of the physiology. But as far as your endurance was concerned, how was that for you?
Oh, it was perfect. I mean, without having done the program, I certainly wouldn't have been able to do that. But, yeah, I think what I learned, though, is that I was going to have to acclimate to the bicycle for other reasons, not cardio reasons or anything like that. But, yeah, but I was hooked. You know, at that point, I really liked the cycling. And, you know, I'm glad I got in the program because I don't really think I would have been able to do this kind of stuff had I not been in the shape that I was at that point.
Well, riding 62 miles in the hills of Georgia is no joke. So that is an amazing accomplishment. And I know that you're doing it and you're enjoying it. And thanks to being on Armageddon Weight Loss Program, you're able to keep up with it and be healthy and be strong to get in those miles.
So, Brad, you said that the essence of Armageddon Weight Loss Program is helping people to prepare to adopt a healthy way of life. Did you know this in the beginning when you started? Or did you discover this right away?
Oh, no, I don't think anybody realizes that when they first started. I think most people are looking for, they have in mind perhaps losing a certain amount of weight, but I don't think you realize until you get in shape and achieve that initial goal that you had what you're really capable of. And so, yeah, definitely. In my case, I think it wasn't really still until I really got into better shape and had all this extra energy that I really appreciated what I could do. I mean, that's the amazing part. I mean, I had no idea what I was capable of, really, initially.
And do you feel like the Armageddon Weight Loss Program has continuously helped you to learn more over time, or is there a finiteness to the process?
No, I don't necessarily think there's a finiteness to it. I think, for like in my case, it sort of becomes a hobby, and I think you can always learn more, and you're always going to fine-tune, and you're going to say, well, you know, I'm at this plateau. You know, what's next? I mean, in my case, I don't know. I've talked to my wife, you know, potentially getting into triathlons and things like that. Now, I don't know if I'll do that or not. I'm not chomping at the bit to do it, but certainly, I mean, there's always more things that you can do. But again, I think getting in shape is the first thing. And, you know, what I would encourage everybody to do is go out and do other things. Keep it fresh. Keep it alive.
Well, you know, one of the things that I find interesting is when I come in contact with clients or prospects, they're usually saying, well, how long does it last? And for me, Armageddon Weight Loss, I've been doing this for 30 years. So, you know, the thing is that is forever. And I think a lot of times we pay too much attention to somebody in the moment who lost, you know, 100 pounds. And so we come out, we give them a prize and say, yay, you know, you lost 100 pounds, which is commendable. Yes, we don't want to knock that. But at the same token, I always say, do you know what it's like to actually do this for 30 years? There's no award at the end of that. You don't get any recognition for that. The real reward you get is that you're healthy for the rest of your life. You're able to do things that, like, when I go to the doctor, you know, they'll roll me out a lot of time. This has been happening since I was in my 20s, and they'll say, this is my healthiest patient, and they'll cart me around the room, and that's a story for another day. I have a funny story. I'll save it for another time.
So, Brad, thank you so much for sharing your story with us and your great success, and we wish you continued success.
Well, thank you very much.
So on another note, folks, we are very excited that we may be able to make a contribution to help diabetics achieve more sustainable outcomes in getting off their medications and staying off their medications. If you're a type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic, we are asking you to consider Armageddon Weight Loss Program. Let us help you to become healthy and possibly get off all of your diabetic medications. Plus, Armageddon Weight Loss is considered by many in the medical field as the most scientific-based program. Armageddon Weight Loss was developed by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Over 50% of our clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, registered dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they want to lose weight and get in shape. Plus, don't forget, we do an awesome job reducing cellulite, toned up legs, getting six-pack abs. I keep forgetting to mention, if you'd like me to come and speak at your company event to motivate or discuss how we can help you to develop a much more scientific-based program, what we call a doc science-based program. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically driven by doc science is driven by a team of doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes who come together to develop the program. So it's very evidence-based, science-driven. You can visit our website at ArmageddonWorld.com, ArmageddonWorld.com, or you can Google Armageddon Weight Loss. It's a blue website. You'll know you're there because you'll see lots of people with results, and you'll see what success should really look like. So thank you for joining me for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.